News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee alleged on Wednesday that she was attacked by 4 to 5 men in Nandigram, injuring her left leg, hours after she filed nomination from the seat where the BJP has pitted her protege-turned-adversary, Suvendu Adhikari. The incident happened around 6:15 p.m. when Banerjee was about to leave the Birulia area near Riyapara after praying at a local temple. I was standing outside my car with the door open. I was praying from there on seeing a temple. A few people came around my car and pushed the door. The door hit my leg, she told reporters. Banerjee, who appeared shaken and in pain, alleged that she was pushed by 4 to 5 men while she was trying to get into the car, following which she fell flat on her face. The chief minister said that her leg got swollen because of the injury and she was feeling feverish, besides having chest pain. Pointing to her leg, she told reporters, "See how it has swollen. Some people deliberately did it. Of course it is a conspiracy. There were no local policemen around me. Neither the district police superintendent was present at the spot," she alleged. The chief minister also has severe pain in the waist. TMC MP Shukendu Shekhar Ray, who is at present in Nandigram, said. Banerjee was seen being carried by her security personnel to the back seat of her SUV from the front seat, which she usually occupies during travel, as she was in pain. A white cloth was also wrapped around her injured leg. The incident triggered a security scare as the chief minister gets Z-plus protection. Banerjee, who was supposed to stay the night in Nandigram in the Purba Medinipur district, was rushed back to Kolkata, around 130 kilometers away, through a green corridor. The chief minister was taken to the state-run SSKM hospital for treatment, where she underwent X-ray imaging. Later, she was taken to the Bangur Institute of Neurology for an MRI. Trinamool Congress supporters took to the streets across the state to protest against the alleged attack, blocking roads, burning tires and raising slogans blaming the BJP. Protests were held in different areas of Kolkata, including Chetala and Shobha Bazar. Besides, demonstrations were also held in Howrah, Bankura, Jalpaiguri, Paschim Bardhaman, Paschim Medinipur and North 24 Parganas, among others. Banerjee was in Nandigram over the last 2 days to campaign for the upcoming elections. Earlier in the day, she filed her nomination in Haldia. From temple hopping to visiting a holy shrine of the Muslims, Banerjee left no stones unturned in the high-stakes battle for Nandigram, where she will be fighting Adhikari. "I am confident about my victory from the Nandigram assembly seat. I have never returned empty-handed from here," Banerjee said at one of her campaign rallies in the area. The TMC leadership claimed that the attack was a well-planned conspiracy to remove her from the poll campaign. "Many people don't want her to campaign for the elections. They want her to be removed from their path. That is why she has been attacked by goons. People will give a befitting reply," State Minister and senior TMC leader Subrata Mukherjee said. The BJP alleged that Banerjee was trying to turn a simple accident into a pre-planned conspiracy and demanded a CBI investigation. "It can happen that she met with an accident, but to claim that she was deliberately pushed is not acceptable. She has a lot of security personnel guarding her round the clock," BJP's National General Secretary Kailash Vijayvargiya said. "Such tactics to gain sympathy are unacceptable. I think the matter should be handed over to the CBI for an investigation," he added. State Congress President Adhir Chaudhary said such tactics to gain sympathy would not work this time. Mamata Banerjee is the police minister of the state, and if she is not safe, then she should immediately resign from the post, he said. CPIM candidate from Nandigram, Meenakshi Mukherjee, wished her a speedy recovery, but asserted that people would not be fooled this time. The Election Commission has sought a report from the state police on the alleged attack. Several leaders from across the country condemned the alleged attack on the chief minister. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said that those responsible should be immediately arrested and punished. Bihar's opposition leader Tejaswi Yadav said that those responsible should not be spared, as he asserted that the West Bengal police is now under the control of the Election Commission. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav also condemned the incident. West Bengal will be voting in 8 phases starting March 27. The votes will be counted on May 2. The BJP-JJP government in Haryana survived the floor test on Wednesday, comfortably defeating the no-confidence motion moved against it by the main opposition Congress. The motion was defeated following the division of votes. At the end of a marathon 6-hour discussion on the motion, Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta announced in the House that 55 members had voted against the motion, while 32 legislators had backed it. In place of secret voting, which former Chief Minister B.S. Hooda had earlier demanded in the House, the Speaker first asked the members favouring the motion to rise from their seats, and those against it were asked to stand. A head count was done later. The 55 members who voted against the motion included 39 from the BJP, 10 of Ally Jananayak Janata Party, 5 independents, and Gopal Kanda from Haryana Lokhit Party. The BJP has 40 members in the assembly, which includes the Speaker. 30 members of the Congress and 2 independents, Balraj Kundu and Sombir Sangwan, who had earlier withdrawn support, backed the motion. The opposition camp would have needed 45 members to win the no-confidence motion. In the 90-member Haryana Assembly, currently having an effective strength of 88 members, the ruling BJP has 40 members, the JJP 10 and the Congress 30. 7 are independents, 5 of whom are supporting the government, while 1 member is of the Haryana Lokhit Party. While the ruling BJP-JJP was batting on a comfortable wicket with numbers on their side, moving the motion, the first no-trust vote which the 16-month-old Khattar government faced, Leader of Opposition Hooda claimed the ruling dispensation has lost the people's trust. He also said it would expose those who were claiming to stand in favour of farmers if they vote against the motion, referring to farmers protesting near Delhi's borders against the centre's farm laws for more than 100 days. Chief Minister Khattar reached out to the opposition, telling them that they should stop instigating the peasants and instead come forward and tell farmers to end their agitation. Deputy Chief Minister and JJP leader Dushyant Chautala sought to assure that the government will protect the interests of farmers. He said mandis and MSP will continue, notwithstanding the opposition's misleading claims. A monolith, a sheet metal structure that has mysteriously appeared and disappeared across the world, was seen at Joggers Park in suburban Bandra on Wednesday. Local corporator Asif Zakaria tweeted about it in the morning. "It has numbers on side of it. Let's try and figure out what they mean," he said in the tweet, while sharing a few images of the triangular prism-shaped structure around 7 feet tall. This is the second such installation that has appeared in the country after one was spotted in a garden in Ahmedabad last December. The first monolith was discovered in a remote canyon in Utah in the US. Similar structures were spotted in and around 30 countries, offering some distraction and solace to the pandemic-ravaged world. In a press release, Zakaria said the numbers etched on one of the panels offer a coded message about nature and wildlife conservation. Officials of the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation did not offer any comment about the installation coming up in the popular garden. Russian authorities said on Wednesday they are slowing down the speed of uploading photos and videos to Twitter over its failure to remove banned content, part of growing efforts to curb social media platforms that have played a major role in amplifying dissent. The state communications watchdog Roskomnadzor said it began the slowdown after it said Twitter failed to remove content encouraging suicide among children and containing information about drugs and child pornography. Twitter responded by emphasizing its policy of zero tolerance for child sexual exploitation, promotion of suicide and drug sales. The Russian watchdog warned that if Twitter refuses to abide by Russian law, it could be blocked entirely, but it voiced hope the platform would take a constructive stance and comply with removing the banned content. Vadim Subutin, deputy chief of Roskomnadzor, said in televised remarks that Twitter is the only social platform that has openly ignored the Russian authorities' demand to remove the banned content. The watchdog said the slowdown would apply to all mobile devices and 50% of desktop users nationwide. Roskomnadzor said in a statement that Twitter has failed to remove more than 3,000 posts with the banned content, including more than 2,500 posts encouraging suicide among minors. Twitter said in a statement that we have a zero-tolerance policy regarding child sexual exploitation. It is against the Twitter rules to promote, glorify, or encourage suicide and self-harm, and we do not allow the use of Twitter for any unlawful behavior or to further illegal activities, including the buying and selling of drugs. We remain committed to advocating for the open internet around the world and are deeply concerned by increased attempts to block and throttle online public conversation, the statement said. Twitter is less popular in Russia than other social media services, with about 13 million users, or about a third of the number that Facebook has, according to data from web traffic research firm SimilarWeb. But the attack on the platform could be an artillery shot aimed, among other things, at scaring other major social media, said Artyom Kozlyuk, head of the internet rights group Roskom Svoboda. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Wednesday that the government has no desire to block anything, but added that it was necessary to enforce the law. The action against Twitter comes as the authorities have criticized social media platforms that have been used to bring tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The wave of demonstrations served as a major challenge to the Kremlin. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.